The SBS Football Corner delivers the biggest stories from the 2026 FIFA World Cup in just 3 minutes every day. Dramatic goals, breakout stars, and all the tournament drama you need to stay across every match. An essential daily listen for football fans who don't want to miss a moment. Find it on the SBS Audio app, website, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
This is the sound of the Mujingal Yungimba Choir, a Nowra-based Aboriginal women's choir singing in Dooruga language. The piece of music forms part of a performance called Echoes of Deadly Harmony, 50 Years of Song, held in Wollongong on the south coast of New South Wales to mark the beginning of NAIDOC Week. Waramai woman Nicole Smead is both a member of the choir and curator of the concert. She says through singing in language, she and the other performers celebrate their deep and enduring connection to culture and country.
We are the longest living or continuous living culture in the world, and that is something to be celebrated, and our language is a part of that. You know, language comes from country, and our old people breathed it to life by listening to country. And when we sing language, something very beautiful and spiritual happens because it comes from really, it comes from deep within us.
The performance is one of hundreds of celebrations and events being held across Australia this week to celebrate and recognise the history, culture and achievements of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. NAIDOC co-chair and Pitunchara, Yunkunchara and Puram man Stephen Sator says NAIDOC Week brings a rich and varied program of events to communities all across Australia.
So many communities have such different ways of celebrating and bringing people together. And we've got some commonalities. We've got flag raisings and marches and local NAIDOC awards all across the country. But we see people getting really creative with their ideas on events, you know, having pets come together and whole range of things, football carnivals. It's really incredible to see.
Wiradjuri and Gamilaroi woman and NAIDOC co-chair Lynette Riley says it's an important chance for all Australians to celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, culture and history.
That's what it's about. Let's celebrate the excellence of what we've got in this country, our ingenuity, our work on country, our wonderful male and female elders, people who give their lifetime to creating change.
This year's NAIDOC theme is 50 Years of Deadly. The milestone recognises two significant developments 5 decades ago. In 1975, the NAIDOC committee was comprised entirely of Aboriginal members for the first time. And the following year, the event was expanded from a day to a full week, from the first to second Sunday in July. Ms. Riley says while this year's theme celebrates these important moments, the history of NAIDOC stretches back much further. It began as a protest movement to draw attention to the oppressive laws and multiple injustices imposed on First Nations people. In 1938, Aboriginal activists held a day of mourning on the same day Australia celebrated 150 years since the first fleet landed in Australia.
But the way that they celebrated was they actually kidnapped a whole lot of Aboriginal men from out west, forced them to go to Sydney, basically told them that if they didn't join in the replay of the landing of Captain Cook, that they would have their kids taken away from them and possibly thrown into prison. And when they were brought to Sydney, they were actually kept in the local jail cells. So our old people were protesting. And that was the first formally recognised protest. People marched to the old Sydney Town Hall.
The rally became an annual event, and in the 1950s it was moved to July, becoming a day of celebration as well as protest. The National Aboriginal Day Observance Committee was formally established in 1956, and nearly two decades later the annual day turned into a full week. With a growing awareness of the distinct cultural histories of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, in the 1990s, NAIDOC was expanded to also recognise Torres Strait Islander people and culture. Ms. Riley says NAIDOC Week continues to provide an opportunity to appreciate the diversity of Australia's Indigenous cultures and recognise the ongoing fight for change and justice.
There is very, very little understanding that the societal impacts that Aboriginal people face today of extreme poverty, incarceration, high ill health, etc., is really due to all of those government policies and practices that have had impact on us intergenerationally.
The government's latest report on closing the gap targets, which aim to overcome systemic inequality and improve the lives of Indigenous Australians, shows just four of the 19 targets are on track. Mr. Sator says as Australia marks more than 50 years of celebrating NAIDOC Week, it's a time to consider new ways to tackle the enduring issues, policies and practices that continue to disadvantage First Nations people in Australia today.
Having new ways of thinking and new approaches is going to be really important for the next 50 years, and making sure that, you know, we're not still having these conversations, especially when it comes to things like closing the gap and having the big disproportionate rates of suicide and people dying young.
He encourages people in communities all across the country to continue their own learning through joining some of the many free public events this NAIDOC Week.
It's your opportunity to engage with mob, learn from mob, hear from mob about cultural things, all things, but also to hear stories of, you know, local champions and local heroes on the incredible work that, you know, is going into health and into climate change and cultural preservation.
Ms. Smead says events like the one she has curated in Wollongong offer a welcoming space for all people in Australia to come together, celebrate and listen. Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.